Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just keep the music playing underneath while I read this. Time for your chance to win $1,000 in the Joe's $1,000 Home Run Cash Contest. $1,000 for you to spend at the ballpark or anywhere else. Just text the word Cliff to 72881. That's Cliff, C-L-I-F-F, to 72881. You'll be entered in the contest where you just might win $1,000. The 8 a.m. code word is Cliff. Text it to 72881. This is a national contest message, and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. With that said, we're going to jump out to the...
Wait a sec. You got to build it up. 16 months.
16 months. The big comeback.
He's been different places.
Right.
And we got him back on here.
And he's going to be joining us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline from the South Florida Sunset. Hello, Omar Kelly is going to join us right now. Omar, welcome back.
What's happening, guys?
Omar, how you doing? I forgot about
you. I'm good.
When I saw you the last couple of days, I didn't think to ask you about the baby. How's that going?
Oh, it's phenomenal. We're at the point of cereal, putting cereal in the milk. So, I still got to get up at night and feed her. But other than that, she's great. Great personality. Great little.
Yeah.
She's got a little attitude like me and her mom. We're great, Joe.
So wait a second. I want to get that second part, and we'll move on and get to all the Tua talk that we've had here in town that's been crazy over the last 2 days. So you decided you wanted to do that late night feeding? You didn't mind doing that? Or you guys rotate? How do you do that? You're a new breed, man. That's beautiful.
I do it because, my wife is, she needs her sleep. And she, breastfeeding takes a lot out of you, Joe. I mean, these are the sacrifices that today's man has to make.
I hope none of my wives are listening.
I'm a night owl, so I'm usually up. I think I was the guy who did the night feedings the first time around 19 years ago.
He's doing the night feedings. He's fighting with people on Twitter 2 o'clock in the morning. That's
yeah.
I knew it. That's what I was doing at this point. You're changing dirty diapers though, right? You're not one of those dudes that doesn't change dirty diapers.
Oh no, absolutely. I'm doing the dirty diapers. I do it all.
Honestly, I would have known. I would slam dunk it.
It's more of just a shot at your son. I don't think Joe's son does that. I think Joe's son said, "I will not do that." Right.
That poor kid. I was with my son Omar, and I go, "Hey, when's your wife? When's she gonna be home?" He goes, "She'll be home in 20 minutes." And this kid laid a big one, man. And I'm waiting. So I called her.
No, he did not.
Yes, he doesn't change him, Omar.
That baby had to wait 20 minutes. He goes, "Dad, do you want to do it?" And I go, "No, hell no. I'm the grandfather, man. I'm not doing that."
In fairness to him, I'm not a huge diaper guy either.
You're not?
No.
Well, that
not that bad.
You.
Like, I won't let the kid sit in it, but like.
Right. 20, 25 minutes? Come on.
And she got home. She got home and she's like, "Oh, my God. How long did you make this baby?"
Right.
You know, it's almost abuse. It's so bad. All right. Hey,
talk about abuse. Can we talk about day one of camp to day two of camp with Tua? Can we talk
absolutely.
About that?
Yeah. Omar, what's your take on the whole thing? I want to hear your 2 days ago, our machine down here, the text machine was blowing up.
No.
Go ahead.
You know how sensitive Dolphin fans are when it comes to their quarterback, Joe. You know. But you saw it too, Joe. You saw it. And I respect the fact that you're out there every day because you're accountable to the people. And you saw it, Joe. It wasn't pretty.
No.
Yes, it was a rainstorm. But I'm sorry, five interceptions is not okay. Now, do I understand that they're encouraging him to be more aggressive and see what he can do and see what the arm can handle and see, you know, see what's viable for him in the NFL? Absolutely, because the one thing that we know about too is he has to read defenses faster and he has to throw more aggressive passes. If he doesn't do that in year two, you know, what kind of quarterback are we going to be? And I love the fact that he does throw aggressive passes and he does have good accuracy generally, you know. And, you know, what happened on the first day, keep in mind it was the first day that they're going against the defense. So it was the first day that they're in helmets. They haven't been in pads the whole – they haven't been in pads the whole summer. They haven't been in helmets until – Tuesday. So, you know, there's going to be some growing pains. But, you know, five interceptions, though, that's a lot. That's a lot.
What'd you think of yesterday? I only got to see the one-on-one and seven-on-seven, but he threw a lot
I didn't get to see it all either because, we, you know, they went inside. So I thought he started well. I thought he started well when he was outside. The pass to Green Grant, the pass to, you know, Devontae Parker, no interceptions at that period. I thought he started well, and apparently when he went inside, that, you know, it was a red zone and goal line day, but they had some big plays as well. I wish I would have seen it, but, you know, because of COVID, we the only pool reporters could go in, and I wasn't a pool reporter.
Yeah, you're down on that on the lower tier with Joe Rose, right?
His tier's with mine.
Right.
He teared right out of there when I did.
Yeah man. Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm not tested every day, so I can't be a pool reporter. Yeah. It is what it is. Yeah. These new COVID rules are going to be loosened a little bit, so hopefully things get back to normal. I'm just dying to be back in the locker room, Joe, so my conversations can't be controlled by the Dolphins.
Right. Yeah, that'll be interesting what happens there when they do the open locker room setup one more time. Okay, so if we're not talking about two in these first couple of days of camp, you know what the other topic is? Xavien Howard not there, not showing up. What is going to be the final result in your mind when it comes to Xavien Howard wanting more money? Or, like Joe said, maybe option number two is he gets with David Cantor and all of a sudden there's a, we demand a trade, we want out of here. What do you think is the end result with Xavien Howard?
I think the end result is going to be Xavien is forced to play for $12 million a season, and his relationship is severed with the Dolphins. And I don't think there's going to be any repairing it anymore. The money is guaranteed, and I understand both positions of what's going on. Dolphins gave him a new contract. This money is guaranteed. This is the final year of the guaranteed money. Players can complain when the guarantee is up. Xavien has come back to the table. Xavien wants to come back to the table and say, yo, I know my guaranteed isn't up, but you got to fix this situation. My teammate, who the defense shades him, protects him, is while exposing me to play this scheme that you want to play, is making $16 million more than me over the course of 2020 and 2021. Plays the same position. We play in the same defense. All of the action goes my way based on the way you funnel the defense. And I've delivered 10 interceptions. He does not do what I do, but you're paying him $16 million more than me. I think anybody in the world would have a problem with that.
So let me just ask you the professional part of this, because that could happen because of what you said. My problem's going to be, does X-Man, if he's a little sore, say can't play?
Does he? No question.
Yeah, those things become an issue because they're pretty obvious. I saw that with a running back that was here a couple years ago that still played.
Which one?
Kenyon. Drake.
Did Kenyon pull that? I don't know.
Not because of money, but because of the way he was being used.
Kenyon. I didn't know. You know, Kenyon was a very weird situation with Kenyon because there were so many personalities. People just kept not being able to get along with Kenyon. It was very weird and different, and that was kind of predictable. I don't think the Dolphins trade Xavien because you're not really going to get value for Xavien. But, you know, the relationship is, I think, severed. It's done. And, you know, what happens there, I have no idea. But Xavien's going to not hold out from camp because he wants his money. So I
know the team, Omar, I want to bring this up because I was thinking about all the different scenarios last night. He will come back, though. If he plays, he wants to be good, because you go out there and you play like crap, you just hurt your own value to the rest of the NFL, too. So it's an interesting one to see. I don't know enough about X-Man. He's kind of a private guy on how he's going to handle this, but he wants more. What do you think Cantor tells him? Let's talk about the agent side of this.
Oh, Cantor's a bulldog. You know
that. I do know that.
Cantor is a bulldog. So once you got that bone in his mouth, it's going to be hard for him to let it go. And Cantor's a very hard agent to deal with, and Dolphins know that. So when Xavier signed with Cantor, the Dolphins had to be grinning and bearing, you know, kind of like, ugh. But it's a very, as Brian Flores said, it's a very unique situation that they're facing, and they created it. So nobody should feel sorry for them. You created it. You paid an inferior player $60 million more than your top player at the same position. Mm-hmm. Like you created that problem. And what I don't like is their spin to try to sort of now, you know, shift the blame to Xavier. Talking about, well, it's unorthodox to alter contracts at this point of the contract. No, it's not. 2 years into the deal with Albert Wilson, you forced him to take a pay cut. So it's not unorthodox when you're forcing players to take a pay cut, but when players say, hey, we need to revisit this situation because I need to make more money because of the situation that you created, then it's now all of a sudden unorthodox. No, you adjust contracts to entering into the third year of the deal. You've done it before. You could do it now.
His value to the team is, like you said, with the blitzing and stuff that you do, you leave that guy by himself on about every pass route there is. So
you got to change how you play if you don't have Xavier.
Yes, you're going to go to –
Unless Igbinoghene is ready to become, on an island, you got to change how you play. Because nobody – I don't even think Byron Jones could play on an island the way X plays on an island.
So do you believe there's a chance the team could add a couple million onto this and – go, hey, we're going to add a
make
couple
everyone happy.
Yeah. Does that work or no?
I don't think they will. They should have. They should have revisited it. You could easily have restructured the contract, put more guaranteed on it, kind of address, put some incentives on it if you wanted to. They don't want to, and I could understand why they don't want to. This really comes down to a battle of wills and personalities, and I definitely don't see it happening under Brian Flores, because he's trying to show everybody that I'm the man. And, you know, this is kind of a predictable situation, and it's probably the first, and I promise you it won't be the last.
Oh boy. Through camp. All right. Right tackle. How's this thing going to end up? Forget about right now. What's going to happen right tackle when it counts in a couple of months?
If you look at the history of Brian Flores, and when it comes to the offensive line, he plays rookies. He puts rookies in, see a sink or swim. You know, if they sink, you never see him again. Michael Dieter, probably Solomon Kinley. And they keep it moving. So, Joe, I know you guys know how I feel about the offensive line.
Oh yeah.
A lot has been invested into the offensive line over the course of the last 10 years. And the problem is they can't get it right. And I will say this. This one I have a little bit of hope for. Not because of the players that are there, but just because I can honestly see the vision and hopefully the coaching improves. I don't think they've had great coaching at that position. I'm not certain that they will now. It's hard to tell without pads, but I like the vision that they're trying to create. And we'll see where it goes from here.
You just subtly, and Zach and I looked at each other when you said it, Solomon Kinley, you don't think is going to be in the starting lineup.
Joe, have you seen him? I'm not going to.
No, I saw him having a little chat with a coach. Yeah, I get it. You're saying he's pretty big right now.
Yeah, man. He's big. I mean, he was big last year. He looks a little bigger now.
Yes, he does.
And I watched him during his conditioning drills. He didn't struggle, so I'm like – But this is a big man. My problem with Solomon was he couldn't move last year, and he's bigger now. He reminds me a lot of John Jerry. And while John Jerry has been a starter for, I think, like 8 years in the NFL, he was never good, was never going to be good. You couldn't pressure the quarterbacks with him because he was so big. You're not going to move him. But in the run game, he wasn't helping you. And that's the same thing with Solomon Kinley. I just don't see him helping you in the run game. Now, the problem is, you know, Jesse Davis has got this big old clunky brace on his left knee, which to me, those are never good signs. No, at no point is that ever a good sign, because it means you're fighting something. He was held out of conditioning drills. So, you know, that shows me that something's going on there. And the question is, do you have another guard option other than Solomon Kinley? And I'm not necessarily certain that you do.
Well, I hope you're wrong. I hope that experience last year Solomon got, and the good and the bad, and we saw both, that will allow him to take that next step, his makeup and stuff, that he ends up being a star. I hope we're wrong on that one, Omar. I hope he ends up being the guy.
You know, if you're not, it's the same thing with Michael Dieter. Maybe Michael Dieter comes into the equation not as a center but as a guard again. You know, they do have options. What's his name? The offensive tackle, DJ Fluker. He's played guard primarily on the right side, not the left side. So, you know, the reason I like what I'm seeing is because you've got options at backup. And I've always said the offensive line is only as good as their weakest link. And the weak link always comes in when there's injury. And right now I think that there are three quality backups, and it'll be interesting to see how they fit in when somebody does go down, and you know somebody's going to go down.
A lot of experience with those other three guys that have played a lot of right guard and right tackle. Omar, thank you, man. Appreciate you coming
on.
Great,
Omar.
Great to have you back. How'd it feel to be back a little bit today? How'd it feel?
Felt like coming home, Joe. Felt like coming home.
Beautiful, right there.
Hear that, right.
We're coming home. Coming home. All right, Omar,
people don't realize
this,
but I did 10 years with QAM.
Right.
I didn't even realize this until I was getting my resume together.
Happy anniversary.
This is this is where you need to be.
That's right.
Omar,
that's right.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Omar.
All right, guys.
Omar Kelly from the South Florida Sun Sentinel joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, man. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. A lot more. Ray Boom Boom Mancini going to join
name.
Us, man.
Right.
Oh, he was fun to watch. He was fun to watch in the days of the 70s and 80s with boxing. He's going to join us coming up here in about 20 minutes from now. We'll talk to him. Right now, though, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning Company. Listen, we lost Big Daddy Lenny, but we didn't lose the great work ethic. The family still owned it. And listen, it's built on great service every day. Eric, Mike, Chipping, all the rest of them, trained and certified technicians 7 days a week, always working all over Broward and Palm Beach for you to take care of all of your air conditioning problems. We got so many good things to tell you about that they've added. I want to try to get to some of them. Listen, Air Around the Clock is about getting out to your home and your business quickly and take care of your air conditioning problems. It's always been that way. But we got a new partnership with Rheem air conditioning units, which means we got a whole bunch of Rheem units right in stock right now. So when you call and they go, well, how long is it going to take to get that air conditioning unit? They go, we got them. We got Rheem ready to go, man. Great financing available with 90% approval rate. So don't sweat the heat with this hot, smoking, humid summer that we're getting ready to have. Stay cool with our friends at Air Around the Clock and Rheem working together for you. They do so many different things at Air Around the Clock for you. It's just growing. It's getting better and better. So just go to 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC at Air Around the Clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.